Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It's Friday, September the 26th, 2014. Hope you had a great week and are looking forward to a wonderful weekend. We are live noon to 1 right here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We stream and podcast the show for anywhere in the world, anytime listening at buckmastershow.com. And, of course, there's live streaming on our home station of KVOI.com as well. So I'll give you a couple of choices there. On Friday, we like to do a shout-out to our media partners, TucsonSentinel.com, Inside Tucson Business, The Green Valley News, and Saharita Sun, and our newest media partner, Tucson Lifestyle Magazine and TucsonLifestyle.com. Our Friday Focus interview this afternoon is with David Godleski, the head of the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association, known as SABA. He is also a member of the board of the Southern Arizona Defense Alliance. Joining me to question David is Dan Scheer. Dan is editor of the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun. We welcome your calls on the Buckmaster Show live line, 790-2040. We also invite you to visit our growing Facebook presence, and you can find us very simply by just typing in my name, Bill Buckmaster. Dan, good to see you.
Good to see you, Bill. Thanks.
And we welcome you, David. Thanks for coming over.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Dan. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Southern Arizona's defense industry is so key. I mean, we're talking about nearly 62,000 direct and indirect jobs, about $5.5 billion into the economy. There are serious concerns, not only with Davis Mountain Air Force Base, but our friends in Cochise County in Sierra Vista at Fort Huachuca. Kind of an overview on the alliance itself, David, why it was formed, and where are we right now?
Well, Bill, as you mentioned, the strength of our military and defense assets here in Southern Arizona is just tremendous. The number of people, employees, the economic contribution. And so the Southern Arizona Defense Alliance was formed to help promote those assets, as well as communicate back to Washington, D.C., the support in the community for those assets. Really, if you take a look at the composition of the Southern Arizona Defense Alliance, it's a coalition of organizations, of member-driven organizations, including others in the business community, Tucson Metro Chamber, Tucson Association of Realtors, Tucson Hispanic Chamber, TRIO, many, many others, as well as the military support groups like the Huachuca 50, Davis-Monthan 50. We've been working and reaching out to the people in Yuma who have been working with the installations down there. The University of Arizona has been engaged. And then we have hundreds of Tucsonans who have also signed on in support of the Defense Alliance.
Here's Dan Scheer.
Before he really came on board with saving the A-10, Senator John McCain had brought up this question of the national good is more important than the local good. Yes, Tucson wants to keep this base, but really what is good for us nationally? How does that discussion go in the Defense Alliance?
Well, obviously, we're looking at Southern Arizona first and foremost, but ultimately when you're dealing with Congress and the Pentagon, we understand that there's national considerations to take into the equation as well. You know, really, when we're looking at issues like the A-10 or Davis-Monthan specifically, we want to make sure that we try and keep the A-10 here as long as we possibly can. But we recognize that the military is evolving, that funding is always going to be an issue. And so it's important that as a community, we're open and accommodating and welcoming of any missions at DM. And obviously, we'd hope to have flying missions here always in Southern Arizona.
Go ahead, Dan.
The weather is terrific for flying down here. Do you think, however, that we are in competition with Phoenix when it comes down to deciding if we get to that point where bases are going to have to close or cut back?
Really, I think we're in competition with just about every other community in the country that has an installation, and from what I've heard, it's a very at times can be kind of cannibalistic out there, and different communities are looking at the at the missions at other bases and trying to see what they may be able to pick off. But I think that Southern Arizona is positioned very well. You mentioned the weather, but you also have the unrestricted airspace and the proximity to the Barry Goldwater Range. So there are a number of things working in Tucson and Davis-Monthan's favor, but it is so important that we have that community support and rally behind the assets that we have here.
David Galeski is with us, and we are talking about Arizona and Southern Arizona defense. Let's go now to the Buckmaster Show Live line. Matt is up. Go ahead, Matt. You're with David.
Yeah, first of all, I just want to say thank you, David, for everything you do for us. I mean, it's incredible. People don't know how important it is. The SATA concept, I was hoping to know, are you right now? I know you're focused on DM at Fort Huachuca, but have we also considered expanding the whole SATA beyond just those two major to include like Raytheon, the other defense factors, the aerospace concept here that's related to defense? Anything that affects the overall Southern Arizona community could even include now the Port of Tucson in some ways, as a strategic location. Are you thinking about expanding SATA? Because I think it's too restrictive. I know that we're trying to save these local issues right now, but we have to expand the concept. Just a thought. Thank you.
I think that's a great point, and I think you hit the nail on the head that we need to be constantly looking at ways to expand the support and the things that we're choosing to support. I would say that in addition to DM and Fort Huachuca, you know, obviously the 162nd Fighter Wing, Yuma Marine Corps Air Station, Yuma Proving Ground, the Arizona National Guard, all of those things are important to the community. The Southern Arizona Defense Alliance is working to promote those assets, to defend them when necessary. We have been, certainly open and aware of the issues with Raytheon and others, and of course would be, looking to protect those assets as well.
It's important that Raytheon is in this community, not only as an economic driver, but because Raytheon is here, that adds an enhancement to keeping DM and Fort Huachuca strong.
I would agree with that. And when you look at Southern Arizona, specifically the Tucson area, not only Davis-Monthan, but also Raytheon is just so critical to the success of this community. It's been that way for a long time. I think it's going to continue to be that way in the future. But we obviously can't take that for granted and need to make sure that we're stepping up to promote and recognize those, as well as the other installations that I mentioned. And that's what the Defense Alliance is looking to do.
When the A-10 goes away, and it will, are we quite a bit more vulnerable?
And that's the key. I think that there are some efforts underway to make sure that in the short term that we have the A-10, but we need to be looking long term, and that's why it's important to look out and try and see what other flying missions that we may be able to bring to DM not take the place of the A-10, but ultimately be prepared if the day comes where the A-10's not here.
We'd like to also talk a little bit, since you are with us, about housing. The housing industry is such a key in Southern Arizona, as is the defense industry. I mean, you look at the pillars of what this community has been about in building the economic situation. You've got defense, academia with the University of Arizona, and then certainly the home building industry. Big hits during the downturn. Where are we right now? A quick overview, David.
Well, during the peak, the new home construction industry was an economic contributor in Southern Arizona of nearly $2 billion a year, and unfortunately, the recession took its toll on a lot of different industries, but certainly home building probably was hit the hardest. So we're off the bottom right now. Things are looking better, but we're certainly nowhere where we need to be. And it's cliche, but home building is certainly an economic indicator, and we just haven't gotten back to where we need to be. But things are looking better in the future.
From that $2 billion. where are we, would you say, right now?
Great question. I think we're probably closer to around, you know, $400 to $500 million a year.
Wow. That's a huge hit then.
Yeah.
Dan, well, you want to follow up on that?
Yeah, you know, we talk about returning to the days of, you know, 2005, 2006, when home building was just going nuts, but the prices were nuts too. Do we really want to go back to that, where a $200,000 home is selling for $300,000?
No, and I think that, you know, everybody in the industry recognizes that we're not going to get back to that peak time. But if you take a look at maybe a 20-year time horizon, you would see that we should really be around, you know, 4,500, 5,000, 5,500 single-family residential permits a year. This year, we're hopeful that we'll get to about 2,300. So I would say we're really halfway to what a normal housing market would look like. And there was certainly a lot of growth in 2012. That growth has slowed since really the second half of 2013 and is just starting to pick up. And I do think part of why there was a little bit of a pause was because of the way that pricing increased. So affordable housing is just going to be key going forward.
Are foreclosures still a problem?
You know, foreclosures still a lingering issue, but it's gotten a lot better than it has been.
We're going to take a break right here. It's 12:15 on the Buckmaster Show, our Friday Focus interview. David Godlewski is with us. He's head of Southern Arizona Home Builders Association. He's also a key player on the Southern Arizona Defense Alliance. So we're covering a couple of very important topics to this community. 790-2040, if you'd like to join the conversation, we will be right back.
I would certainly recommend American Openings for anybody.
I had an idea of what I could afford, and the price of these windows is the best in Arizona.
He told us about the warranty and the process of the work.
American Openings were very courteous.
They did not have to go in and restucco anything.
They installed these in one day, and I didn't think it was possible.
American Openings had no gimmicks. They were great.
They really improved the looks of my home.
Two thumbs up.
The choice for replacing your windows is clear. American Openings, Arizona's window manufacturer.
This is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Here's what our customers are saying about us.
Dave Fitzsimmons, cartoonist here. Planning a party or a special event? Check him out at ArizonaPartyRental.net.
This is Chris Edwards from Tucson Appliance. When it comes to parties and events, I always use Arizona Party Rental, where quality and customer service are their priority as well.
This is Bill Viner with the Tucson Festival of Books. Arizona Party Rental is a great partner. They maintain high standards for all of their products and deliver five-star service.
I'm Diana Cannon, Tournament Director for the Tucson Association of Realtors. If you're planning an event, big or small, put Arizona Party Rental on your team.
Hi, this is Andy Brown. I've been in the special event business over 20 years, and nobody does it better than Arizona Party Rental.
This is Bob Schaff. For your next party or event, don't think about calling anyone but Arizona Party Rental. Their selection is amazing, and their service is remarkable.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Hey, you can join the party, too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
It's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Well, 21 now on the Buckmaster Show. We're coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, with live streaming at KVOI.com and my website, BuckmasterShow.com. Dan Scheer is here from the Green Valley News and saw Rita Sun in our Friday Focus interview today with David Godlewski, who is the head of the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association, known as SABA. He's also a board member of the Southern Arizona Defense Alliance. David, if there wasn't this alliance, the folks who send the real negative comments and about loud noise and other things, those are the ones that would be heard in Washington. So I guess this is about some kind of a unified voice to the defense planners in D.C.
It really is. And one of the key initiatives from the Southern Arizona Defense Alliance has been the Mission Strong campaign. And that's been the campaign to generate that broad community support. And the reality is, in some survey research that we did earlier this year, it's very clear that the public is overwhelming in its support. And the Mission Strong campaign, which is led by the Defense Alliance, is key in being that unified voice to the local elected officials, to the elected officials and leadership at a state level, but as importantly, back to Congress and at the Pentagon.
And it's been a military town, actually, going back to the 1870s Fort Lowell. So, I mean, there's been this deep military commitment in this community.
Absolutely. And I think that's when you really look at the pillars of this community and the foundation, military and defense, is one of those pillars, and it's always been one of those pillars. But like I said, we just simply can't take it for granted, and that's why it's important for the community to show its support to the elected officials here locally and back in Washington.
How does the community get involved?
I think first, anybody who's interested can go to the website. They can go to missionstrongaz.com.
Is it ORG? MissionStrongAZ?
Glad you got that.
So it's MissionStrongAZ for Arizona.org.
.org, that's it. And there's a lot of great information there. You can sign up in support right there on the website. It's got a lot of good news and information.
Yeah, we just typed that in. The website looks really nice. Okay, Dan.
If we can go back to home building here, you had mentioned off air that 3 home builders had come into the Tucson area in the last year. How strong are they coming in, and does this mean that they've got confidence in the area? What's it mean?
You know, I think it's a great sign for the market here that we've had some new home builders enter the marketplace. We certainly had during the recession had many more who left the marketplace. But I would say that anytime you have new builders enter in, that it's a positive indication. All three of those builders came in very strong positions. They all have different niches, different types of communities they build and products that they put out. But I do think it's very positive.
Earlier this year, Sarita, where I live, okayed a CFD, which is a community facilities district. We've talked about it on the show a few times. There are about 50 of these in Arizona. In essence, you're taxing yourself to build infrastructure. In the old days, the developer would build the infrastructure and turn it back over to the towns. Are we past that?
No, really, but you've hit on a key issue. Infrastructure for new home communities and throughout the community is just it's a paramount issue. And from the development side of it, we need to make sure that we have all the tools in the toolbox. You have impact fees, you have construction sales tax, and we see CFDs, which we're supportive of, is just another tool in the toolbox for the development community to have. And so see it as a positive, and I think it's going to be very important for Sarita as it grows in the future.
Well, this CFD will tack on about $80 per month to the median home down there. Is that $80 enough to maybe scare off some potential buyers?
You know, that's a great question. I'm not sure I know the answer, but I think really when you're looking at the market and especially in a place like Sarita, if you look at all of the amenities in a community like that, that you can't find that in an older community or resale community. And when you're looking at the products, when you're looking at the new homes with modern open floor plans, energy efficient, I think that at the end of the day, that consumers won't be scared away by that type of a tax.
There was a meeting yesterday, folks from the Land Advisors Organization. I think there were about 120 real estate experts. They were gathered at the Ritz-Carlton Dove Mountain, and generally the folks were pretty bullish about the future of the housing industry and thinking, you know, that we've kind of bottomed out. One of the areas, the predictions that came out was this shortage of ready-to-build lots. Why is that shortage coming?
Well, it really comes down to supply and demand. And when we had the recession and started emerging from that in kind of late 2011, 2012, the builders were responding to the demand by picking up lots in communities that had already been established. So they were picking up finished lots. And as we're continuing to work our way through those finished lots by building and selling new homes, you obviously see a reduction in the supply of the lot inventory. But the development community certainly doesn't want to go out and build a bunch of lots for which there don't have home builders who have willing buyers. And so it's a little bit of a chicken and the egg dilemma. And so there's certainly the possibility that we could have a lot shortage at some point in time. But I think it was very clear to me. I was in attendance at that seminar yesterday afternoon, that the development community and the building community are working together and to address these kind of issues.
And just to define, a finished lot would be what? Sewer, road, electric, everything there?
Absolutely, that you're ready to go and build the house.
The other issue, though, is a new house costs more than an existing home. How can you drive people into new homes and thus drive construction if everyone's really concerned still about jobs?
I think that's one of the interesting things that we heard yesterday is the spread in price from an average new home to an average resale home, and really one of the things that was touched on was that if you are able to close that gap in pricing, that you may be able to increase market share for new home construction as a total of the marketplace, and And that's going to be an issue going forward. There are some kind of inherent cost constraints in new construction that won't allow a whole lot of movement. But really, when you look at it, the key for the region and the key for the housing market is going to be that job creation. And unfortunately, we've just seen a fairly stagnant job creation market here over the past few years.
David Godlewski, thank you very much from the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association, also with the Southern Arizona a Defense Alliance. You've got a home show in the fall, don't you, coming up?
We do, 17th, 18th, and 19th of October. Mm-hmm. Down at the TCC. We do it twice a year, and would certainly encourage anybody to come out and visit.
The remodeling of the TCC's got to make your venue a little more attractive, doesn't it?
Absolutely. We always want to make sure that there's a reinvestment in those community assets.
Redone restrooms and some new carpeting, so it looks better. Okay. Thanks a lot, David.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, Dan, you will stick around. We'll have our Friday roundtable. Jim Nintzel will join us from the Tucson Weekly. It's coming up now on 12:30 on the Friday Buckmaster Show. Be right back.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The nation's top military officer says the U.S. and its allies are taking every precaution to limit civilian casualties as they continue airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Syria and Iraq. Today, Great Britain agreed to join the coalition of nations carrying out those airstrikes. Iraq's president is applauding the international coalition that's supporting his country against ISIS. Today, not only Britain, but Belgium and Denmark also agreed to join the U.S.-led coalition. Turns out the economy has recovered even more quickly than had been thought following a dismal winter. According to the Commerce Department, second quarter growth measured at a 4.6% annual rate. Stocks higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up about 173 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 43. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you participating in the 2014 El Tour de Tucson, presented by Casino del Sol Resort? Well, head on over to Silver City, New Mexico on October the 4th for the 4th annual Desert Springs Physical Therapy Gila Monster Grand Fondo. It's the perfect tune-up for El Tour at 103 miles with over 9,000 feet of climbing. Once finished, participants can visit the Little Toad Brewery and Distillery in downtown Silver City for a discounted meal and a drawing for a stay at the Southwest Inn at Sedona. More information is at tourofthegila.com. That's tourofthegila.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Everyone is invited to tour Veterinary Specialty Center Tucson during its all-day 10th anniversary celebration Saturday, October 4th. There will be something for everyone, including live action in the surgery department and doctor dress-up for the kids. Plus, your tour pass doubles as a raffle ticket with a chance to win great prizes. Veterinary Specialty Center Tucson at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road, home of Specialty Vets for Special Pets.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show Friday Roundtable. Dan Scheer sticks around after our interview talking about defense, industry, and the home building, a couple of strong economic pillars in our community. Dan's editor of the Green Valley News and Sahrita Sun, and we're welcoming now Jim Nintzel. Mr. Nintzel from the Tucson Weekly, senior staff writer, and three-time now Journalist of the Year, and let me see, Jim, if I get this right, twice named Journalist of the Year by the Arizona Newspaper Association, and once kind of a national Journalist of the Year for non-dailies. Did I get that close?
You're close. The Arizona Press Club named me Community Journalist of the Year several years ago, and then earlier this year, the Association of Alternative News Weeklies named The Skinny as the best political column in the country, which was very nice to see. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's a very nice honor. Certainly couldn't do it without the great support from my crew down at the Tucson Weekly. My editor Dan Gibson has given me a very long leash and allowed me to go do what I do, and I feel very blessed to be able to do what I do. And I should probably give a thanks to Pima County Supervisor Allie Miller for giving me so much material in the last year. And you know, if she hadn't made that 911 call to report me for reporting a story
about her,
you would not
be, yes, you would not have even been honorable mention.
Exactly. Big thanks to Pima County Supervisor Allie Miller.
Yeah. All right. What is early? Early voting begins, is it next week?
The week after next. All right. About two weeks from now. Yeah.
But I mean, it's big time. We're getting close.
It's big time. We were looking at the numbers out of Green Valley, and 88% of the people there cast early ballots, which really surprised me, 85% out in Sarita. So, I mean, people like to do this. And I think in Green Valley, they cast them pretty quick. So mm-hmm. by mid-October, their election is over. They're just waiting for the results.
And that's Green Valley. But even here in Tucson, Jim, by the end of October, pretty much over, it's like 10% maybe haven't voted, huh?
Well, I think the way it works, it's kind of a reverse bell curve. You have the people who already know who they're going to vote for, and they fill out their ballot very quickly and send it in, partially because they already knew who they were going to vote for, and partially because they're hoping the campaigns will stop calling them and jamming up their mailboxes.
Yes.
Because a lot of campaigns will track who has voted, and they won't waste resources on you if you cast a ballot. And then I think it kind of slows down over the course of the next couple of weeks, and then at the end you get that last rush of ballots, and that's one of the things that has caused problems with the vote counting. Is there's a lot of people who are getting early ballots and then going ahead and hanging on to them to the last minute and walking them into the polling places, and those ballots need to have signature checks and all kinds of security procedures have to take place. So we end up, you know, counting votes for a week or more after the election. But this last primary, 85% of people cast early ballots, which is a new record-breaking number, and really shows the movement towards people who like the idea of being able to go over these ballots at home and send them back.
And I think, Jim, you alluded to the fact that it takes a lot to change somebody's mind, especially in that last month. But over the past few big elections, has there been something toward, you know, the actual election day that was big enough where people probably should have held on to their ballots? I would never tell someone how to vote, but I do tell people, hang on to those ballots because
last
you just never know.
Piece.
You know, I can't recall off the top of my head something big that blew up in the last month, but I think it has changed the nature of campaigning in a big way, because campaigns used to basically, you know, they'd spring those last minute big hit pieces just before the election, and that's no longer as effective as it used to be. We have election month now, not election day.
Jim, Americans for Responsible Solutions. There is a plural on there, or is it singular? Solution?
Solutions, yes.
Pulled the ad entitled Stalker Gap. Who are the winners and losers in this dust-up?
I think it's almost a Rorschach test of politics, because I think that the McSally campaign, and some background on this was a Stalker Gap ad that was so controversial, the Arizona Republic condemned it. There are other publications, Slate, and my editor at the Tucson Weekly, Dan Gibson, wrote that they thought the ad was something that accurately reflected Martha McSally's position. You know, you can go back and forth on how you reacted to this particular advertisement. There's been a lot written about it in the both local and national press. But it was an ad with a woman talking about how her husband and daughter were shot by a guy who had threatened them in the past. And the idea is there is this thing called a stalker gap. In a lot of states around the country, stalking is considered a misdemeanor. And because it's a misdemeanor, if someone's convicted of stalking, their name does not go onto the prohibited possessor list. So this was an ad really about whose name goes on the prohibited possessor list. The Americans for Responsible Solutions were saying Martha McSally does not support that based on comments that she had made in the past. She came out and said, no, I do support adding this particular class of people to the prohibited possessor list. The Americans for Responsible Solutions said, well, that's a victory for us. We've got her to change her position. We're going to take the ad down. The McSally campaign said, oh, we generated so much negative publicity about this ad that they had to take the ad down. And I think they're both sort of claiming victory in this case. It's in the eye of the beholder situation.
And Gabby Giffords, this is the political action committee that she is associated with, Americans for Responsible Solutions.
Yes, and these are the three ads so far in this particular district. I understand there are more ads going to be up on the TV screen between now and Election Day. They're also very active in some other communities. I believe up in New Hampshire, they're running ads. And in Pennsylvania, they're actually supporting a Republican candidate who does support changing the background check situation.
But Gabby
Gabby
took some hits on this, and some of the national media said Gabby Giffords has suddenly gone mean or something like that.
And that was the operative word was mean. But let me read one line from that commercial, and I'm with Jim. The question is it accurate? And the line says, Martha McSally opposes making it harder for stalkers to get a gun. That tells me that Martha McSally has directly addressed the stalking law, and she hasn't. Broadly speaking, she opposes additional restrictions on gun ownership, but she had never addressed the stalker thing. So I think Pia Curzon, who is the henchman for Gabby Giffords, should be embarrassed over this, because this is exactly what is wrong with politics and the election season, is that most of the ads that we hear on TV are flat out wrong. At very best, they mislead. This is a classic example. I hope that they are embarrassed. I think they pulled it, not because they felt they had a win, but because they didn't want the national outcry to get any louder than it was.
What do you think, Jim?
Well, they had another day that the ad was scheduled to run, so they pulled it down 24 hours early. I think in terms of where Martha McSally was at on this stalker gap, I've found it's somewhat challenging to get a response from the McSally campaign on specifics on policy. She was asked about gun laws in the past. She said that she did not expect support expanding them in any way, but continuing to enforce the laws that we currently have. Whether or not that addressed the stalker gap or not, I think, again, is one of those things that sort of is in the eye of the beholder, how you want to interpret her comments in that particular situation. She has said the NRA is opposed to this. She has said she's 100% aligned with the NRA on these issues. So, you know, it's one of those situations where the McSally campaign, if you ask them questions, they don't always respond. For example, there's a specific law in the Senate regarding this legislation that would close the stalker gap and include misdemeanor stalking convictions as a prohibited possessor. And I asked them, do you support that legislation? And they haven't been able to answer that question. And I asked them that 3 days ago.
So. But I think she did come out and say that she would not oppose anything like that, stopping people. Misdemeanor stalkers from getting guns.
Right.
So I think she has come out and said that.
But I asked them specifically about
right.
a piece of legislation,
sure.
and they haven't been able to say, yes, we support that, or no, we don't support that.
And I can't argue
no
that,
answer.
That historically it's been difficult to get them to give you a straight answer on certain things. And maybe the win in this for Gabby Giffords is that they did force her to look very specifically at gun control and give an answer. And I think she did give an answer.
Jim, how are the races trending right now? Let's talk about a few of them. Terry Goddard seems to be doing pretty well in the Secretary of State's race. We had him on the show recently. We have his opponent, Michelle Reagan, on the program on Monday.
You know, that's one of those down ballot races that don't get a lot mm-hmm. of attention in the media compared to the governor or these congressional races that are going on. The only poll we've seen was released by the Goddard campaign, and it showed him up by an astonishing 16 points with a big lead with independents in particular. But Michelle
name recognition.
Michelle Reagan talked to the Yellow Sheets, the Capital Times, and said, we're not down by 16, we're down by 8. Which I don't think is
where's the truth?
Necessarily that good for the Reagan campaign if you're down by 8. But on the other hand, again, we are in a Republican state, and the fundamentals would seem to favor Republicans this year.
How about overall in the governor's race? Very close, the polling we've seen.
4 polls have come out showing us a neck-and-neck race in that one, but there's been another one released by the Free Enterprise Club, which is supporting Doug Ducey, that showed him with a 6 or 8 point lead. I can't remember the exact numbers.
Yeah, and I guess I'm real surprised that this is even close because I just expected Fred Duvall to be blown out of the water, and we'll see what happens on Election Day. What I like is that I'm hearing them on the radio and TV and in newspapers talking about some pretty important issues, and I'm glad to see that. I wish they would be down in southern Arizona a little bit more, but it's good to hear them talking about the issues.
And debates are becoming an endangered species, it seems. Jim, you and I have been around a long time. Remember the days when there would be so many debates we would be covering? Covering and sitting on panels covering debates. Now it's gotten like there might be one statewide debate. That's kind of the direction we're going in.
It seems that way in a lot of these statewide races where we're seeing reluctance to come down to Pima County on the part of Republican candidates and debate opponents in front of a crowd here. And I think it's probably, we're also seeing a lot less influence of newspapers in these mm-hmm. races as well. And I think what's happening is you're seeing a lot more going into TV commercials and mailers and phone calls and those ways of persuading voters, and the media and the debates are overshadowed by all of that if they happen at all. And I think it's because candidates can control their message if they're doing TV commercials, but they might slip up in a debate or they might slip up in an interview with a reporter, and so they're very cautious about not having that moment that could upend their campaign.
So you don't get really any news out of these debates then? Everybody's being so cautious.
Right, I would agree. And Jim, would you agree that the voter, it seems like they just can't handle too much information or can't go too deep, and the candidates recognize this, and therefore what I can fit on a little card that comes into your mailbox is really all you need to know? And unfortunately, that might be where we are.
I think that there's truth to that too. I think a lot of people decide that they don't need to know the ins and outs of everything about the governor's race or these down ballot races, particularly attorney general, mm-hmm. secretary of state. And so that's one of the reasons I think we have political parties is it allows people to kind of identify with a team and just say, well, my values line up with Republicans or my exactly. values generally line up with Democrats. So that's the way I want to go.
Tom has been waiting very patiently on the Buckmaster Show live line to speak. I think he would like to speak with Jim. Go ahead, Tom.
In accordance with what you gentlemen are talking about, this voter, at least this voter, thinks that Duval, Goddard, Barber, the Democratic candidates for Attorney General and Superintendent of Schools, I think this is a Democratic year.
Hmm. I think it'd be a big year for the Dems.
It could be. I mean, you've seen independents, I think, outrank both Republicans and Democrats. So I think there's a real sense of a pox on both your houses out there mm-hmm. among the voters. At the end of the day, they have to, you know, choose one or the other because the third party candidates are not serious contenders for any offices, at least this year. The state races, the Democrats have the advantage of saying, hey, we think the Republicans have taken the state in the wrong direction. Or in the case of Fred Duval, he can say, I'll be a check against that Republican legislature. The congressional races are a different dynamic because it's linked up against President Obama, who's very unpopular. The fundamentals in those cases have, the Democrats are fighting a pretty heavy headwind against them, and you know these second term midterm elections, you generally see the president's parties lose. But on the other hand, the Republican Party is not a particularly popular party nationwide, as polling has shown, and not that Democrats are much ahead of them, but slightly ahead.
Gotta go, Jim Nintzel. Thank you very much for being with us on the Friday Roundtable, and Dan Scheer. Thank you as always, and I hope you both have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Weekend Watch next on Buckmaster.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell, and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business internet and voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Oh, we are ready for the weekend. Weekend Watch with Matt Russell, brought to you by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Looking for a great weekend fall getaway, 3 hours east of Tucson to that mile high elevation. Great time. Oh, mild days, cool nights. The big bike race, Cycle the Gila, is coming up on October 4th. There's always something going on over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Find out more on their great website, southwestnewmexico.org. Find out about the great things to do and places to stay, like Bear Mountain Lodge, Silver City, New Mexico. Let's welcome now Inside Tucson Business food and beverage columnist Matt Russell with us. Matt, how are you?
Doing great, Bill. Just ready for a beautiful fall weekend right here in southern Arizona. Beautiful time of year.
It's a good time to maybe cook up some chili.
Yeah, you know, for those chili heads like myself, this Saturday, Jonathan's Cork is the place to be tomorrow at 12 noon for their annual chili cook-off. Now, several local restaurants have been working hard to perfect their chili recipes, and you'll have the opportunity to taste them all and cast your vote for the best. All that's required, Bill, is a $10 donation at the door, which supports the Arizona Daily Star's Sportsman Fund to send kids to camp. So sample some chili from master chefs across town and help support this worthy cause. It's tomorrow from noon to 2 at Jonathan's Court over there on Tankerverde Road.
Yeah, they've been very active in the community, Jonathan and the gang over there, for a long time. Do a great job.
Absolutely.
Seventh anniversary party over. There's a little wine and tasting room that's going to be putting it together.
Yeah, a lot of fun. After you feasted on all that chili on Saturday, I suggest you head over to Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room. Now, they're on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell, for their seventh anniversary celebration. So tomorrow from 2 to 6, you can taste up to 50 premium wines, enjoy some live music, and get great discounts on all bottle purchases, all that for only $20 at a great venue for enjoying some premium wine and artisan cheese with friends and family. It's the anniversary party at Catavinos tomorrow from 2 to 6. 50 wines, Bill. Where does one start?
Is it true you're going to be putting on the Tyrolean hat that you purchased in Austria so you can go up to Mount Lemmon for the Oktoberfest?
Always a Russell family tradition to head up to Mount Lemmon this time of year, and I think Sunday is the perfect day. We're going to be bringing our chairs, our blankets, and of course our hunger and thirst, and we're going to be enjoying the backdrop of Ski Valley while listening and dancing to live German music and feasting on grilled bratwurst, sauerkraut, German potato salad, all the fixings, along with, of course, Bill, some cold German beer. I say let your palate do the polka this weekend at Oktoberfest at Ski Valley up on Mount Lemmon.
Something tells me you'll be tasting a few of the brews up there.
Indeed I will, sir.
You can blame the altitude. Matt, what's in the Inside Tucson Business column?
Yeah, you know, there's a guy in town, Bill, whose passion for tequila inspired him to make an entire career out of it, and he's now one of only 200 officially certified tequiliers in the United States. So what drew him to this spirit in the first place, and how can you be his guest for a complimentary tasting? Get the full story in this week's edition of Inside Tucson Business.
Something tells me that he would like you to do a little award tequila judging at a contest in the future. I don't think you would say no to that.
Not at all, sir.
Have a great weekend, Matt Russell.
Cheers, Bill. Thanks.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show provided by Culligan. Thank you, Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your residential and commercial water needs. All of the talk here, the local talk for Tucson at 4 coming up this afternoon with Mike Shaw. And then just because it's the weekend doesn't mean the local talk ends. In fact, it really cranks up. We get it going really at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Mike Varney will be along with his talk show. Goes all through Saturday and Sunday, so keep us in mind. The Buckmaster Show, produced by Bill Buckmaster Communications, which is solely responsible for its content on behalf of our team, the lovely and talented producer Rosemary Brandt, and all of our friends here at KVOI. I'm Bill Buckmaster, wishing you a wonderful and safe weekend.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.